Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
These amazing Tar Heels keep showing us different ways to win. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina's fourth ACC road win this season and its sixth consecutive victory told us more about this team than we knew before. That's why it is so much fun watching what is morphing before our very eyes. The cast of characters is the same, but their roles keep changing from game to game. Theo Pinson has taken Roy Williams' brilliant coaching move as the primary playmaker and been one of the best players in the ACC, if not the country. Pinson has moved to the high post where he gets the ball and leads the team in assists and scored a career-high 23 points in the nerve-wracking win at Syracuse, including drilling 2 of 2 three-pointers. Kenny Williams had an off-night shooting but led the ball club with 8 rebounds, and his defense on various orange players was outstanding. Sterling Manley had 12 points and 6 rebounds in only 17 minutes and continues to show he will be a force in the paint someday at Carolina. The Tar Heels' ball movement against the Syracuse zone was phenomenal, resulting in open looks and knockdowns to build their double-digit lead. They had 25 assists on 29 field goals. Very unselfish teamwork. Every player who made one had more assists than turnovers. Even with Luke May, Cameron Johnson, and Williams combining for only 20 points on 8 for 24 shooting, Pinson and Joe Barry found a way to score enough against a desperate Syracuse team and in front of the largest home crowd in college basketball this season. And the Heels, who are close to securing a double bye in the ACC tournament, have now won at least 11 ACC games for 8 consecutive seasons. Think about that one for a while. Barry continues to soar, this time hitting 4 threes and making the strip and court-long drive for the winning layup. If Marvin Bagley keeps missing games with a sprained knee, Barry and May could make ACC Player of the Year a two-man race. Syracuse doesn't go away from its zone very often, but the Orange did to try a last-ditch comeback, and they tied the game with their relentlessness and Carolina's careless shooting and ball handling in the closing minutes. It was a game that some UNC teams, and this one earlier in the season, would have let slip away. This is Archansky. See you.